southern Gaza city of Rafah. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
At least four Palestinians have been killed in an Israeli airstrike that hit Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah overnight Tuesday. In the morning after the strike, dozens of Palestinians are sifting through the rubble, one group carrying a wrapped body towards an ambulance. The bodies were taken to the Abu Yusuf al-Najjar hospital, where they were counted by AP journalists. We came to this place and found body parts on the ground, people hanging. As you can see, traces of blood, local resident Mohammed Deir says. The latest fatal strike comes amid Israeli threats of a ground assault into Rafah, the area where most of Gaza's Palestinians have been displaced to. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Recovery efforts resume Wednesday for the six construction workers presumed dead after a cargo ship hit a bridge in the U.S. port city of Baltimore, Maryland, and caused it to collapse. Maryland's Governor Wes Moore said it's vital for the U.S. economy to get the bridge up and running as soon as possible. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
The governor said he was prioritizing recovering the remains of the victims, but emphasized the importance of rebuilding the bridge and reopening the port of Baltimore.
It's a huge economic impact for the country. And that's why I think when we've seen how the entire country has rallied around Maryland and rallied around Baltimore, it's because they understand that the port of Baltimore is not just impacting Maryland.
The port of Baltimore is responsible for over 51 million tons of foreign cargo, the largest in the country. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
And Russian officials Wednesday said the death toll in last Friday's Moscow concert hall attack had risen to 140 after another victim died in the hospital. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency reports violence in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo has